And welcome back to Rosie on the House, y'all. We're here with Mr. Jim Paxson, special assistant to the director at the Arizona Game and Fish Department, talking our way through El Nino and what that means to the great state of Arizona this year, the Mexican wolf, the fact that there's no limits on the fishing at Tempe Town Lake. Get out there and catch all you want. Next weekend, we've got the Becoming an Outdoors Woman program at Saguaro Lake Ranch for women of all age. It's women only, so it's in a non-threatening, non-intimidating environment. You can get out there and learn about the fishing pole, the rod and reel, the pistol, the shotgun, the rifle, the binoculars,
the camping,
cooking
the cooking.
Campfire. Yeah.
And all women taught as well.
And all women taught. So it's women all the way around. One of the other things I'm curious about, Jim, is you see a lot from the FAA about drones. And I have to tell you, there's been a couple times I've been out there on my desert hikes, and there'll be a truck running down the road with somebody in the passenger seat flying a drone out, you know, several hundred yards out in front of them on that road. Now, what are y'all going to do about that kind of situation?
Well, it's not going to be ours to do, really.
Oh, really?
You know, it's FAA. They regulate the sky. But
okay.
Drones were the number one selling gift for Christmas this year. And we do see a lot of drones. Now, everybody needs to know that just like airplanes, it's illegal to seek advantage and scout animals and to actually locate and hunt with a drone. That's illegal. Has been since we've had airplanes.
Mm-hmm.
And so that hasn't changed. But we're seeing some drones. You know, I'm an old wildland firefighter.
Yeah.
And they're really causing problems with firefighting from curiosity seekers that are out there. Anytime there's a drone in the air, that totally shuts down helicopter and air tanker operations. And California's really had a problem with that from some of these curiosity seekers that want to see if their house burned or not, getting into a fire and shutting down all the air operations. And for us, too, you know, we see drones as a possible tool. You know, we've lost two people in the history of game and fish from helicopter crashes where they died. They were doing animal surveys where they fly grid patterns. They fly like a mile, and they fly 3 or 4 miles and then turn around and go back the other way. Those are low-level flights and sometimes not in the best conditions. If we could do that with a drone, it would reduce the risk to our employees. So there's a lot of things that we're looking at very carefully, but we haven't developed regulations and policy yet. It's something that we're working on as the Game and Fish Department. But folks need to be careful with drones. You know, there's some FAA restrictions, and we're aware of those because of the research that we're doing. You can't just go fly a drone up over the mountain and look at animals. You have to be able to see that drone, line of sight control, and you can't be disturbing other things. One of the things that we're worried about is what effect does that have on, let's just say, a bighorn sheep. Is that like a golden eagle that's going to come and attack your lamb? If so, that can really be stressful to that bighorn mama. We don't know the answers to those questions, so there's a lot of things that we need to look at. But
all the bald eagle nesting sites.
Yeah. Are we going to disturb those chicks by somebody flying their drone up and looking at them? And so there are a lot of questions that we just don't have answers because the technology is developing so quickly.
Well, I haven't flown one, but they do look like they'd be a little bit of fun. But you put a camera on it, and it would give you an extra perspective that would be kind of cool. But again, it's illegal to use a drone to gain advantage in a
pursuing any animal. Yes, sir.
Pretty important to know. Because
yep.
I'm pretty confident the applications I've seen it use out in the desert, that's exactly what they were doing.
Well, and if they get caught, they'll be cited and taken to court. We're ironclad in that's not ethical sportsman behavior.
Well, now that I know it is for a fact completely illegal, now I know.
When you get one, you won't do that.
Well, and what kind of conversation do you have with someone that's doing it? What y'all's like? This is a great question. You know, many times I'll be out and I'll see a camper that isn't picking up after themselves, not picking up the shell holes after themselves, not leaving the campsite clean. I have to tell you, I can get a little rude in those situations. You guys would probably rather me just mind my own business and take a license plate number, wouldn't you?
No, ethical sportsmen, we're supposed to help each other out. You know, those folks may not know that they're doing something that's not ethical and is going to damage and leave effects in the environment. So, you know, I'm not a sworn officer, but I go talk to folks. Hey, how y'all doing? What's going on? What are you chasing? You're hunting merns or you're hunting scalies? You guys pick up your shells, don't you?
Yeah.
Because that's what an ethical sportsman does. Let's plant those seeds. Let's help them understand. Rosie, we all need to be pulling together because there's fewer and fewer of us, and we want to grow the resources for the future. That's why we have 45 hunt camps a year to teach youngsters how to hunt.
That's awesome.
And how to care for their game once they are successful in harvest and how to be ethical. Let's leave it better than we found it.
Well, we're all about trying to get the rest of the show. We're all about trying to get people to get their garden and their house and their home in a position where they're not a slave to it, where they can get outside and start enjoying the great state of Arizona. So that's why we bring on guys like you to try and encourage people to get out there and touch the state.
You mentioned the women's event. You mentioned all the activities y'all do for youth. Michael was listening and called in and said, I'm just like a city slicker. Is there a program like this for men?
There absolutely is. You know, we have several of our critter groups, our non-governmental organizations, Arizona Elk Society.
Absolutely.
Rocky Mountain Elk Foundation. They both put on how to hunt camps.
Well, and y'all's black-footed ferret inventory assessment thing.
Spotlighting.
This is a spotlighting. It would be a great way to get up there and get outside.
If anybody would go to our website, which is www.azgfd.gov, you can get on there and search Learn to Hunt. We've got turkey camps, javelina camps, elk camps, deer camps.
We're recognizing somebody tonight at the Game and Fish Banquet, the Mentor of the Year, a man I know, Mr. Rich Williams, and just for what he's done in carrying the message down to younger kids about getting outdoors. We'll continue our conversation with Jim Paxson, but right now, one of the ways we encourage you to get out there and enjoy the great state of Arizona is go to our homepage on our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and register for the Arizona Staycation. We've had some great stories of folks participating in, even just this weekend.
This very weekend, Peggy and Nestor won the staycation just in time to celebrate their 18th wedding anniversary. So they got to go to Sanderson, and they picked up a Ford Explorer and headed up to Sedona. But when they got there to Sanderson to pick up their car, you know what was waiting for them?
Well, you put a gas card in the car, right, so they don't have to pay any gas.
That's right.
And then we usually give them GPS coordinates to go find the lodging facility that puts up that partners with us. And then we usually have an Arizona Highways gift book bag. And
this week they had something really extra special, a big gift basket from Designing Women of Arizona. Judy Taylor is the owner, and she went over the top creating this beautiful basket, so heavy it took two women to pick it up.
Oh, my goodness.
It was a big celebratory basket full of wine glasses and wine, or maybe sparkling cider, whatever the couple wanted, all kinds of little snacks and things done in a beautiful, beautiful basket. But Judy is known for creating these beautiful baskets for events, for weddings. She's known as an event artist. And I can tell you, after she did our holiday party, she just does a great job. But one of her really unique services is she has a concierge service. So if you're just too busy to get something, or you trust somebody else's taste over yours, you can look up Judy at designingwomenofarizona.com, and you can have her do your shopping for you. She'll even keep track of you and help you remember things through the year. And when she buys, she sends you a picture so you know what you've given. Really a nice feature
so
for the guys.
So you know what you picked out for that special person.
So when
person.
She tells you thank you for the gift, honey, you'll know exactly what she's talking about. But so it's just a great.
Peggy and Nestor mm-hmm. are celebrating their 18th anniversary. Jumped in a Ford Explorer from Sanderson Ford, had the gift basket from Designing Women, and ran up to the Best Western Plus Inn of Sedona, one of our lodging partners. Absolutely. The rooms at that inn have some of the most spectacular views of any room that you can get in Sedona.
So Peggy and Nestor, happy anniversary, and have a great weekend.
You too can win a weekend of your choice by going to rosieonthehouse.com. Thank you to Sanderson Ford, who sponsors the whole event. It's called the Sanderson Ford Rosie on the House Arizona Staycation. We started it several years ago in the depth of the Great Recession. I think that's what we've officially called it now. We were trying to encourage people to stay home. Kimber Lanning was getting started with Local First Arizona and convincing us the more money we could spend here within the state of Arizona, the faster we could recover, and what a dollar spent here does for the Arizona economy as opposed to a dollar spent in, well, like, say, Duluth, Minnesota. I don't know what a dollar does up there.
Buys a minute worth of heat, I guess.
Or San Diego. I guess buy somebody a lump of coal for another day of heat, that's for sure. So go ahead and register to win your staycation. We have 18 different lodging partners throughout the state of Arizona. We have another couple going down to Benson here next weekend, right? Or this weekend?
This weekend as well.
Yeah, they're going to the Best Western Quail Hollow Inn in Benson. So, again, that's a great story, too, because it's Janine. And on the way down, they'll be stopping at the Pima Air Museum to see World War II picture of Janine's dad that hangs in the museum along with some of his personal items from World War II. Janine's dad was a POW for 10 months during his years of service to our country. So just all these little personal stories that are coming together and make their way back to Rosie on the House because you, the Arizona homeowner, are going to rosieonthehouse.com and registering for the Sanderson Ford Staycation. I hope you win. I hope you get to pick where you get to go. You get to pick the dates. You get to pick the location. We're here with Jim Paxson, Special Assistant to the Director at Arizona Game and Fish Department. Jim, I think if I won that right now, I might just head down to Wilcox.
You know, I've been watching our crane cam. Have you been watching the crane cam?
I got it up on the screen right now.
Isn't that fun, watching those birds? That's a new thing for us, Rosie.
The crane cam is cool. And it is at AZGFD, Arizona Game Fish Department, azgfd.com/wildlife/viewing/sandhillcranes/crane cam. Or you can just go to azgfd.com and you can find a tab that'll hook you
or
up to the link.
Romy also put it on our Facebook page.
Oh, okay.
It just takes your link right over there.
That's easy.
It's live right now.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
Wow.
And they were showing the deck that y'all have built. There's observers out there with their spotting scopes. And
you bet.
They're probably spotting a lot more than just the sandhill cranes.
Well, it's already a little late. You know, you see most of the cranes about daylight until the sun comes up, and then they go out and feed. So what we're seeing is probably 10% of what was there an hour ago.
And there's plenty to look at still. There's probably 50 birds right there.
Yeah. And somebody's managing that camera or someone's controlling it remote control because it actually has been changing angles and panning the area. Is that all programmed into the camera?
It is. It's called a smart cam. Okay. So it pans and zooms in and zooms out. It actually will zoom in when it has animals in the viewfinder. So it's a pretty smart camera. That's pretty neat technology. And we're going to employ that more than just for sandhill cranes. It'll be there as long as the cranes are there, so probably until late March or early April. But then we're going to put that on something else. Maybe we'll have it on the peregrine nest down here in Phoenix or on a bald eagle nest on the Verde River. Or we're going to have that technology in use available for the public to view their wildlife.
Well, I tell you what, if I won the Rosie on the House Sanderson Ford Staycation right now, I'd go to that Sanderson Ford. I'd pick me up a F-150 and I'd head down to Bisbee, Douglas,
well, this
Benson.
Is Wings Over Wilcox weekend. And this is where they'll be doing seminars and skits and field trips. And it goes through Martin Luther King. So Saturday through Monday is Wings Over Wilcox. it's a big event.
That whole Sulphur Springs Valley and the grasslands restoration program that's going on out there, the elimination of the mesquite and the reintroduction of the antelope. That's a really pretty part of the country and a great, rich area in history. The Hooker Ranch. It's just a great, great part of the state. Just one more place you could go. You know, somebody won the staycation not too long ago and said, well, I'm new. I don't know where to go. I spent an hour on the phone with him.
You were the right person to ask.
And by the time we finished the conversation and he said, well, I'm more confused now than when we started. I don't know where to go. I said, well, you've landed in the right place and there's just so much to do in Arizona. Just stay tuned to Rosie on the House. We'll make sure you're taking care of your garden with John J. Harper and your house with Rosie and Romy, and you'll be able to get out there and enjoy the great state. More when we get back, folks. Y'all stay tuned.